Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hannah said she was going to be a little bit late. I take it you're okay. The first?
Yes.
Okay. So let's give it a few more minutes, but we will definitely be having the class today.
Okay.
We'll wait a couple more minutes.
Okay.
We'll wait one more minute and then I'll start.
Okay.
Well, we'll begin. Do you need to know where the handout is, Sandy?
No, I'm sorry. I don't.
No, do you need to know? You want me to tell you?
Oh, yeah, tell me.
Okay, the handout is the Revealed Wisdom Matrix.
Okay.
In row nine, the second column from the left. And when that landing page opens up, which is a list of all of the Sefer Yetzirah classes, scroll down to class number 16. And when it opens up, it will say it's class number 14.
Okay.
It's Mishnah 2.4. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidkilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yudhe babavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Elohinu elena ma'asehi adenu kurene elena ma'asehi adenu kurenehu. Mishnah 2.4. Shaloshimot emesh yisodin kasuhut v'kachova v'lashon chok mektireya v'natim. 3 mothers, Emesh, foundation on merit, which is the benefit of the doubt, debit or guilt or liability, opposite of the benefit of the doubt, and tongue or speech, which balances between them. The universe is built on polarity, of which male and female is just one example. The universe operates on movement between poles. Balance does not mean stopping the movement. Merit comes from right column, kova comes from left column, and tongue or speech between is the center column. Merit is chesed. Kova is Gevura, the tongue is Tiferet. We are still dealing with the mother letters, Aleph, Mem, and Shin. The Shin between Chachma and Bina, the Mem between Netzach and Hod, and in between the other two is the Aleph, between Chesed and Gevura. The three mother letters fit to the glyph of the Tree of Life by the three horizontal lines. And there are only three horizontal lines in the tree. We are still dealing with the mother letters. Oh, I read that paragraph, I'm sorry. Chapter 1 was dealing with the Sefirot. Chapter 2 is dealing with the letters. What is the relationship between the letters and the Sefirot? One is body and one is soul. Which is which? Body and soul is form and substance. What is form and what is substance? Why should I care? Mother letters are more than they seem. Let's look at them. The word is Meshiah. It's spelled Mem Shin Aleph Yud He Vav. Meashi is spelled Mem Aleph Shin Yud Bav He. Shimea Shin Mem Aleph He Yud Bav. Shiame Shin Aleph Mem He Vav Yud. Ameshi Aleph Mem Shin Vav Yud He. Ash she may. Aleph Shin Mem Vav He Yud. Three letters, six permutations, six emotions, six power stations, six personalities. Which is correct? Does it really matter? Because they all are correct. They're different frames of reference. Mishnah 2.5. Two foundation letters, Hakikan, Hatsivan, Shahilan, Sarafan, Behamiran, Vetsar, Bahin, Nefesh, Kol, Hayetzer, the call Tami Latur. There are five things to do with the letters. All in the frame of a mind. Now to explain and translate.
That's an extension. Read with how much it costs. All of that shit on there. See that king in there? You must have some old brand new tools in there.
Is that your background noise?
I pulled that out the trunk. I was trying to get it unlocked and a bunch of keys fit.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'll do that. And, Do you see string in there? Is that string in there?
Yeah, in between.
It sure is strong. Did not break, and I mean, I pulled it like you know, you would pull something.
So, I need to call a locksmith.
I would call a locksmith
to see if he can open the trunk.
Because must have some good stuff in there. Because that come out, I pull that out, it was in a bag, a plastic bag.
Uh-huh.
In the bag, too, you know, so I had to keep twisting it to get it out the bottom where it's rusted. That thing shiny like a top. So, I would do that.
Okay, I'll call a locksmith.
All right, if I can see you,
If I'm not here, you'll have to stand in there with him. You know what I'm saying? Until I get to your friend. Oh, never mind.
Okay. That's okay. Just leave it. I'll pick it up in a minute.
I've been fixing it up all the morning.
Okay. So now I'm translating and explaining verse 2.5, Mishnah 2.5. Hakak means to engrave the letters, visualize the letter. How important is the exact form of that letter? What is the essence of the letter? Tachivan, carve the letters, set up a fence to keep everything else out. Shakilan, weigh them, measure the letters. Put them in their proper order, balance them in their place. The order of the alphabet, balancing the letters by putting each letter with other letters. The Hamiran, permute the letters, change the location, Aleph first, and then put the Aleph second. Vetsar, change the letters, substitute other letters, change the vowels. There'll be an example below. From the Nefesh of everything that will be formed and everything that can be formed, notice that we are talking about the world of Yetzirah. A letter is a concept. It can be either active or passive. There are pairs and opposites within the letters. There are 11 letters that are male and 11 letters that are female. Which is which? The aleph is male, the bet is female, the gimel is male, the dalet is female. The hey is female, the vav is male, zion is male, tet is female, tet is female, yud is male, kaf is female, lamed is male, mem is male, nun is female, samach is female, ayin is male, pei is female, tzadi is male, kuf is male, resh is female. The shin is female and the tav is male. Remember, everything is relative. When a letter is giving to another, it is male, whatever the list shows. When it is receiving from another, it is female, whatever the list shows. Know the following very well. The tree of life or the tree of knowledge, good and evil, has sephirot and letters. What flows through them? It can be called many things. It is the light of Hashem being transformed by the items it flows through. Does the light actually change? No, it does not. We will call this essence Shafan. Shafa. When one deals with specific sephirot in relation to specific letters, in combination with specific combinations of letters, in relation to specific combinations of sephirot, which are activated by certain combinations of vowels, you are correlating specific energies which correlate to specific forms, which are the foundation of everything created in the universe. Part of our spiritual work is to be co-creators. How can we do that? Read the above paragraph. No, there is a fail-safe mechanism built into the system. You can form a golem. You can do all of the rituals that you have read about properly, and it still will not work for someone with an activating emotion or a desire to receive for oneself alone will cause it to not work. So do not worry. Those evil guys can not do any harm, even though they are playing with power greater than atomic energy. The stale-face mechanism will kick in. Vocalists practice, building Kabbalists also practice, budding Kabbalists also practice. The practice consists of the following. Start with the form and then visualize the structure built by the form. And then inject your intuition into the logical, to inject poetry into the prose, to inject fluid into the rigid, inject wisdom into understanding. Do not ask me to explain this to you tonight. These are hints. Practice, and then practice some more. And only then can you ask me, because you will learn through the practice even what questions to ask. Reveal, do not memorize. Do the work. Here is a practice sheet, and I do mean practice. Shiata Feya Gia Ta Heya Waza Heya Teya Yoaka And continue, starting the next line with the letter Gimel attached to the Aleph. When you get through with all 22 letters attached to the Aleph, start with the 22 letters attached to the Bet. Now, when you finished all of that, do it in the reverse order. The Aleph first, and then the Bet first. This practice is permuting the letters. You'll do that in with words as well. Then there's a third form of practice. The Aleph with the Aleph with different vowels. So it would be I, I, a, o, a, u. Then with the Bets. Gimel. Aja, aji, ai, a-o, a-u. And the rest of the page, this last link, is to the same thing we discussed with rising signs. It teaches us different character traits and which signs are more positive, more emphasis of each character trait. Are there any questions? There's a lot of practice involved, a lot of energy that you receive through the practice. Keep me informed if you have any problems. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.